Adrian was not an easy man. Not at all. I mean, he lived off the name. He lived in a castle in Switzerland, which I think belonged either to his father or the trust. And he was the final arbiter, judge, of what could or could not go on the screen. If he didn't like it, they didn't shoot it.
4 years later, in 1963, Adrian entered into negotiations with the BBC for a major new series based on the stories, one that it was hoped would bring Holmes to a wide, new television audience. Over 13 episodes, the actor Douglas Wilmer was to explore the darker recesses of the master detective with whom he sensed a connection.
Well, I felt a kinship with the character of Sherlock Holmes. I have a lot of characteristics in common with him. I'm extremely untidy. I'm very detailed. I tend to be obsessional. I get very depressed and black-humoured.
Those great jagged rocks. In a northerly wind, if I were a sailor, I would keep away from this place.
I am not sure, Holmes, that it is the place for you.
I find it delightful.
There is a savage melancholy in this Cornish landscape.
Which matches my mood. Exactly.
His black moods were accompanied by ill temper, lack of consideration, exasperation, with the world in general, and in particular with there not being enough crime about to satisfy him.
Ah. Another day abandoned to the pursuit of pleasure. Is there nothing of any interest in the papers? A possible revolution in Spain. Trouble in Africa. Oh, the government could be turned out over home rule.
I was referring to crime, Watson.
Oh, plenty of bag snatching in the fog.
The London criminal is a dull fellow.
I think it's a very, very good series. I know that he was frustrated with it. I didn't feel I had enough time to do it properly. He's extremely compelling and does dare to show a slightly grumpier, moodier, more introspective side, perhaps before it was really fashionable to do so.